From the Marquee Media Studio inside Mark Tank, it's the Mark Haney Show.
Yes, this is the Mark Haney Show. Super excited today. Of course, you know we are working on the Backyard Advantage, the most connected community in the world for local entrepreneurs. And it's based around this culture of love, right? Helping one another, showing love to one another. And joining me on the show today is Liz Connolly. She's been on the show before. She's one of the founders of Trifecta Nutrition, but she's got something new that we're going to talk about. So let's get to know Liz a little bit. And I want to say thank you to Liz for really being a part of the Backyard Advantage. You and the folks at Trifecta and your teammates, you've given so much to the other entrepreneurs in the Sacramento region with your knowledge. You know, Trifecta, a lot of people may have heard of you, but your company was sizable, and it has a great marketing approach, and you brought a lot of marketing expertise to the Sacramento region. So thank you for bringing that, and I'm really excited to hear about your new thing. So yeah. Welcome to the show.
Well, I appreciate it, and you guys have brought so much value to us as well, and so is the community. So I'm very appreciative of
that's
that
awesome.
Too.
Yeah, and yeah, you're a hometown girl too. You went to Del Oro High School, and I know you've moved away, but you came back to build businesses back in your hometown or in the Sacramento region, not Loomis, but yep. Sacramento region.
Might come back. It's so crazy to think about. I only spent a few years in the Bay Area, and then I was right back here. Okay. So couldn't keep me away long. I love it.
That's great. Okay, so a lot has changed in your life. I think you got married, didn't you?
I did,
But you're not going by, you're still going by Connolly as your last name.
You know,
are you one of those type women that's like, a powerful woman, I got to use my own last name?
I mean, partially, yes, let's be honest. But, you know, have you seen how much paperwork is involved in changing
I can only imagine, especially someone as successful as you and you've got all this stuff going. So my daughter's kind of got the same thing, but she's on marriage number three. She's not married right now. Excuse me. So yeah, but anyway, so she, I think, just didn't want to change in and out the name all the time. So she just kept the name Haney.
Yeah. My parents are still married. My mom never changed her last name. So I think which was very odd.
Your
back
mom
then.
Never changed her last name? Because yeah, they're probably older than me.
I don't know how old you are.
But I'm 61. I assume they're older than
yes,
that.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. So, wow. Yeah. Cause I've talked to Greg, your brother, a few times about, where you guys grew up and stuff like that. So,
yeah.
Okay. So let me divert back to the purpose for having you on the show. We want to find out what you're doing in terms of entrepreneurship, and maybe we can learn a little bit about not just what you're working on, but how it might relate to the rest of us that are trying to grow a business. So maybe just give us a little bit of what you're working on.
Yeah, so with Trifecta, we hired a CEO earlier this year, which I know you're familiar with, which was really cool. And really, he got up and running so quickly, which is awesome. He has very operational mindset and background, which is great for a food manufacturing mm-hmm. business. So we really just had to get him up to speed on how we market, who we're working with, that type of thing. But that was relatively quick. And then both Greg and I are starting our own businesses.
I heard Greg was starting something too.
Yep. Gosh. Yep. And it's weird not working together, but we live 9 houses down. So we still see
you
each other.
You and Greg live 9 houses from each other
we
in
do.
Davis, right?
Yep. Yeah.
I've been to his house. We live 9 houses down.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just bar hop over and we're right down the street.
Okay.
But yeah, that was really cool that, that kind of happened around the same time. So as much as I don't get to see him, at the office, okay. I still get to see him
That's cool.
Yeah.
So and his wife Kaya's popping out kids. So you probably the aunt.
Oh, babysitting duty.
Yeah.
I'm here. Yeah. They, I was watching their son when they were going in for labor and everything like that. And
oh my gosh.
You know how kids are. They can tell you're tired and they just take advantage.
Oh. Yes. I've done some babysitting myself.
And I was like, oh, all right. I mean, I'm not mad about it, but, so from there, we both started new companies, which has been exciting. And Katsu is the name of my new company.
Katsu, Katsu.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah. And so it's the Japanese term, and it actually means to win or winning, victory, that type of thing. It's not pronounced katsu. I've just taken that kind of little spin on it.
Is it katsu?
I think it's katsu. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So I took a little spin on it because of the logo that we came up with. It's kind of like a book cat face. So we kind of went with like the cat spin.
Oh, interesting.
So the idea just being like, oh, what do you do when you're home with your cats? You're learning and hanging out. But anyway, there's just a little bit of a tie-in with the logo. But the new company really stemmed out of Trifecta. At Trifecta, we, as you know, grew really quickly. We were bringing on employees, and they were really driven and really wanted to, you know, get promoted, get raises, all the things you mm-hmm. want them to want. And they didn't exactly know how to do that. They didn't necessarily know how to drive value in their role to get them to the next step. They're, you know, a sales manager and they want to be a director of sales, but they don't know what it takes. Mm-hmm. So I ended up building literally hundreds of growth plans for mm-hmm. people within the company. I did over 100 promotions
Sorry to interrupt you for a second. So anybody out there who has grown a company to hundreds of employees knows that you start off with, you know, in this case, you and your brother.
Yep.
And, you know, then it's like, oh, we better hire our first manager because we now have a few employees. And then you're hiring managers of managers and then directors, people who are building business units. And like, there's so much opportunity
yep.
in companies that are scaling like that if the employees can see that opportunity and know what to do to get it. So I just wanted to set that up because I think that's so important. And that
yep.
and for a company that if you don't have that, you're not, it's going to be really tough to grow.
100%. And I honestly attribute a lot of our success at Trifecta to how much our team grew with us. And Greg and I had to grow a ton too. Like who I was 10 years ago when I started the company, that's a person I don't even know today, which is cool. And you know, I built growth plans for myself too. You know, mm-hmm. you gotta take it where you can. And so we ended up, I just built so many of these and wasn't able to find something out in the market that really like solved that problem for me. So I was pulling together like Audible and Udemy and books and mm-hmm. whatever I could, giving people mentors, trying to figure out how can I up-level them and help them drive not only more value in the role to my benefit as a business owner, but also, you know, helping them get where they want to go and follow their dreams. You know, mm-hmm. maybe that's in their role or maybe it's totally different. I don't know if you're familiar with the Dream Manager.
Patrick Lencioni?
I'm not sure who it's by, but...
Yeah, I've read that book. I was going to ask you that. As you were setting this up, I'm like, all I could think about was the Dream Manager.
Yes, it was... I mean, I read that...
Great book.
Maybe 5 years ago.
Huge. And I read it like... when I was growing my companies, I think we had about 100 employees and I came across this book and I'm like, yes.
Exactly.
And I became the dream manager for our company.
Okay. So you're very familiar. So, so that concept I wanted to bring to Trifecta. And so that's, I spent a lot of time figuring out like, okay, what motivates you? What are you excited about? How do you want your life to go literally? And then marrying that with how can we bring more value to the business? Because that's obviously very important. You can't do anything without also having that component. So with the new company, that's really the whole premise behind it, is building these kind of growth plans. And I've found over the years that most of my team didn't learn by reading books like me. They didn't love that.
They're not like the brainiac type.
Yeah, I give them a stack of books and they didn't often read them, unfortunately. So I had to think of other ways to really get to that learning. And so, like I mentioned, Udemy, Audible, mm-hmm. more auditory is typically what I found to work the best. And visual, like YouTube, even like I'll send somebody a YouTube video. Hey, watch this 10-minute video. It's exactly what you need to learn for this skill, that type of thing. So the whole new business, Katsu, is all video based because okay. I really want to like hit home for people that way. I actually dabbled in thinking about writing a book in between Trifecta mm-hmm. and starting Katsu. But I just thought I would really be able to hit more people and help more if it was more visual.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. So who is the customer? Is it the employee or is it some business that has employees?
It's a good question. Both. Okay. But we're starting B2C just because I've only got a couple plans up so far. Okay. We launched the website a couple weeks ago, so we're just getting started.
Okay, so it's for personal growth,
right?
And is it focused on being an employee? Because I'm thinking of the dream manager. Maybe yeah. that's where I'm a little stuck, or in my mind is a lot of time. The dream manager was a book around building the employee's dream and how that dream might align with the goals of the company. And in many cases, in a fast growing company, those can intersect. The janitor can get what they want out of life by being a janitor, even though it might appear to be a dead end job. It doesn't have to be. It could be yep. really part of your dream job, maybe not your ultimate dream job, but part of it.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's a good question. And the initial folks that I've built a course for is like sales leadership. So that's the first course I built. And then the second one I built is about growing partnerships. Just because I had such a unique experience with that at Trifecta. You know, we partnered with the UFC and CrossFit and everybody mm-hmm. under the sun in the, you know, fitness space. So I felt like I could help people in that a lot. And so I built a course on that. So that's also for sales leadership, but it's could be CEOs, it could be business development, it could be kind of, you know, anybody who's looking to break into that.
So they're video based. So is the product out of the market yet?
Yeah. Like I said, just launched, but okay. yes.
So when I buy a course, is it a, let's say it's on the partnership one. What do I get? Do I get one video? Do I get a series of videos that I have a short attention span too. So what do I get?
So you're getting a bunch of videos. You're getting templates, worksheets, like a whole program that, you know, is not too dissimilar from what I was doing at Trifecta, except, you know, I would have had to individually go through all of that, like course material is mm-hmm. what I would have explained to them over one-on-ones and things like that.
Okay. But, so is it, is the material that you provide, the content, is it the same to every client or is it personalized for that person specifically?
So the courses are all, you know, repeatable, like they're mm-hmm. we're not changing them per person, but if they want like extra help, there's an ability to get that as well. Okay. So I'm doing group coaching for executives also.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so what, okay, so I see that you have the experience. Why did you, was there like a big why behind like, oh, this really matters to me?
I mean, it's just such a like core component of my life. I don't know if you ever feel this way, but like, I don't think there's anything super special about me. I don't think that
I think there is.
I appreciate that. But like, you know, I don't necessarily, like, I'm not like some kid genius. Like, I've just learned a lot mm-hmm. and that has translated into a lot of success. And I want to show people that that's totally doable for them as mm-hmm. well and give them more direction. Because mm-hmm. I think a lot of people have the drive to do it. They just like, they don't know where to start. They don't know where to channel the energy to like actually make that progress. And after reading so many books,
I like the books too. So what books kind of had an impact on shaping this curriculum?
Oh gosh, I don't know if I could remember off the top of my head. I'm a big like biography person. I used to do a lot more of the like almost textbook style books, mm-hmm. But now I'm more into more biography type stuff. Like I just read Ina Garten's new book. I don't know if you know The Barefoot Contessa.
I've heard of it, but I don't know what it is.
It's so random, but she's like, she basically had like this cooking show for years and years called The Barefoot Contessa. Yeah. But she's incredibly inspirational because she did this entrepreneurial thing years ago when it was not really common for women to be doing that. She couldn't get a bank loan without her husband, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And it's a very like, if she can do it, I can do it type story. But yeah, in terms of just directly inspiring this idea, I can't say that there was one book. There was the hundreds of books, yes. I think, all built together to show me like, it doesn't have to be that complex. I think one of the biggest areas that I dove really deep into was management. So I read like every management book under the sun. And I realized it's not that complicated. You really just set good expectations and then you follow through on what you've set. And that can be hard to actually do, but it's pretty simple in the end. So,
yeah. So, in some of the show notes that Scott made for me here, he jotted something down about our changing workforce. Mm-hmm. So the workforce, I mean, I'd say every day, and I do a little bit of looking at YouTube and stuff like that, and I guess they're, you know, they're tracking my viewership, and you know, they're sending me stuff on AI and the workforce and how AI is going to change our workforce, and it's going to change the need for managers at scale, because you're gonna be managing AI agents and things like that. So we're gonna have to learn all this new stuff. So walk me through how your vision for your curriculum interacting with the new workforce that's going to be heavily influenced by AI.
Such a good question. I think we're all scared. I don't know about you.
But I'm excited. I'm like, it's happening so fast right before my very eyes. What jobs are going to go away? Oh my gosh, blowing me. What's a truck driver going to do when the trucks drive themselves? Oh my gosh, what are we going to do with all these, you know, truckers?
Yeah.
And every industry is in the process of being disrupted. And so jobs, as we know them, especially these repeatable type jobs, they're going to be done by machines, robots or AI agents. And, you know, customer service, I think in a lot of times is going to be done by, you know, somebody who does a better job than the person at McDonald's today.
Totally. Yeah. And I say scared, intimidated, but I'm also very optimistic for it. I think we'd all love not to do the mundane parts of our jobs, right? Yeah. Like, we'd love to get rid of that. Yeah. Of course.
I've already done that. Scott does everything that I don't want to do. So I got a pretty good setup. Yeah. I set it up pretty well.
I love that. I think it's important to help reskill folks. So not just leveling up, which is kind of the core premise. I do want to help people level up, but I also want to help reskill them. So you mentioned customer service is a great example. Most company owners don't want to lay off their customer service team if they replace them with a bot. They would love for them to have some other skill set that they could, you know, bring value to the business. And I would love to fit in there and see, you know, can I teach them to do sales, or can I teach them to do social media or some other skill set? I think there's definitely an opportunity there.
There's so many, when you think about like leadership, like the chambers of commerce and the different people that are within government that are like concerned about this, this threat, there's a lot of resources being thrown at this topic or this area of concern. And so I feel like you're kind of meshing into a place where everybody's going to be looking for ideas on how to solve this. So it sounds like you're positioning yourself right in the middle of an opportunity.
Yeah. I hope so. Cause it's so fun. I honestly love making these videos. I love talking about this stuff. Cause it's one thing to learn it from a book. It's another thing to do it, to cut your teeth, to totally fail.
Are you on the other side of the camera? It's like when I get a video, is it you teaching me?
Oh, it's me right now. Yeah. Early days, it's definitely going to be me for a while. I don't know. Maybe it'll always be me. Who knows? But early days for sure. I even learned how to video edit, which is not my favorite thing, but it was it was fun to learn. And then I immediately hired an editor.
These guys are using AI too. The editor, editor's job is a lot more streamlined than it was, you know, even last year. So that's, I mean, hopefully you're finding somebody that's not using a VCR.
They're they're incorporating it for sure, for sure. And I think there's also the other end of the spectrum that AI is, it feels like, yes, it's happening so fast, but it's also not happening as fast as maybe we thought it would. Mm. Like, you know, we still don't have self-driving. We still don't have, you know, stuff that probably a few years ago we were like, that's right around the corner. And we still, you know, don't have those things.
Yeah, it's coming,
it's coming for sure. My Tesla does a real good job on the self-driving, but, you know.
And, you know, in some of these towns, I've ridden in these self-driving cars that, I mean, because there's some jurisdictions that allow it. You don't have it in Sacramento, but you've got it in parts of Arizona and I think in some parts of the Bay Area too. Yep. So it's amazing that, you know, you got nobody driving you, right? So it's coming. It's the technology. I mean, and it's learning so fast. I mean, we are learning so rapidly. We just got to let, you know, let things play out for safety reasons and stuff.
Totally. Yeah. Can I ask you what it was like? I haven't been in one of those
yet. Oh, it's great. It was kind of weird. It's kind of wild. And, you know, it's, and I've seen them on videos where they've gotten hung up, right? There've been problems where, like on YouTube, I've seen that, you know, something will cause the car to,
like, not know what
quite
to
what to do. Yeah. It's like, we're thinking, you know, the car's stuck, right? So, no, but it's fun. Yeah, it's kind of fun. Cool. It's kind of exciting. It's just around town, slow, going slow, like 15 miles an hour.
Okay, so we got like a tram so far.
Exactly. That's cool. But it is coming for sure.
That's really cool. Yeah. No, it definitely is. And I think the other area that I love to provide, you know, some thought leadership is companies, I mean, Trifecta, you could use an example. How are they going to incorporate AI and what strategy do they have towards it? And I think business owners are nervous about, you know, safety concerns. They're worried about their IP. You know, if my employees are going and putting in all our company information into ChatGPT, is that okay? What do we do there? You know, I think there's just a level of like education and strategy that a lot of business owners would love too. So it's honestly, it's hard to focus because there's so many areas I want to get into, but I'm trying to stay a little niche to begin and then I'll continue to expand out.
So when you say direct to consumer, obviously at Trifecta, it was direct to consumer. You guys are great at marketing and finding the way to get to the end user, the person that wants to eat the food in that case and stay healthy. In this case, how are you, what's your marketing approach for finding these growth-oriented people?
Yeah, so not dissimilar from Trifecta. I'll be setting up partnerships. So like I mentioned, the first area is sales. So I'm looking for partnerships in the like sales influencers, sales personal development, sales authors, anything in that realm.
Okay.
And then I've started a YouTube channel, which it's like hysterical trying to become an influencer at 35 here, but I'm having fun with it.
What is your channel? How do we find it?
It's just Liz Dot Connolly.
Liz.Connolly. Yeah. Okay. So you are becoming the influencer.
It might even be Liz Connolly. I should probably make sure I give you guys the right one.
Okay. Liz Connolly.
Yeah, we'll
put it in the show notes.
It's new, okay.
Yeah. So, okay, cool. So, well, I mean, you know this stuff better than I do, but I invested into a young man that was building a YouTube channel, and it grew, and he knew how to drive the algorithms and so on. He became a significant influencer. He ended up selling his company for a good amount of money, and I luckily was an investor. But so your YouTube channel alone could be, I mean, with as much as you know about marketing and building your personal brand and the brand of this, that's a lot of That sounds really exciting.
It is. And it's honestly so fun. I didn't expect it to be as fun as it is. It's weird going from like running a big company to, and you've experienced this, back to like, it's me and we're boots on the ground figuring it out. And
it's been hard. Yes. I was the man in my own mind, at least in the security camera world. And then, you know, leave that industry. And now you're like, oh, just good old Marky from down on the block, you know.
100%. You're kind of starting from scratch again. And, you know, in a lot of ways you're not, because you have all that knowledge, you have, you know, some level of connections and all of that. But yeah, it is a lot of doing, which I enjoy. I do enjoy managing.
See, that's
but
the
I
thing.
Love
I didn't
doing.
Enjoy doing. That was always my, you know. We're very dissimilar there. So you'll be fine. You won't have my struggles.
You don't like doing any of it?
I like getting help.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Yeah. Hey, you're a connector.
I'm more of a guy that is good at getting help.
Okay. Yeah. I love that. So,
sorry
to
interrupt
you. Clear
about
it.
I've always been very clear, but you know, it wasn't until we had the really until the Growth Factory. You know, I'm doing the show and doing an angel investing and that kind of thing, but I didn't really have a product. I got a show and a message for around entrepreneurship, but what are you selling, dude? Well, I'm not really selling anything. I'm just investing. Well, that only. It took me a while to figure out what to do. So luckily I had some teammates and we figured out the Growth Factory, and it's been, you know, really helpful, but it took me years to really get to that. So you're starting off more smartly with the product at the same time. I didn't have that. So good job.
I appreciate that. I'm very much a throw out the MVP, see how it goes, pivot if necessary. So we will see.
There's a good, I mean, that's the way to do it, I think. So good job.
Yeah. So I'm excited about the sales aspect. That's my background. Mm-hmm. So that was, for lack of a better word, very easy for me. But I definitely want to get into like marketing, operations, other areas that I've run within Trifecta, HR, like people operations type stuff. I think there's a lot of like value that I can add in these different areas. And then when we get into like, I don't know, maybe we want to get into engineering. That's where I think I bring in actual, you know, experts, content creators in that area that can, you know, can really teach and do a better job than me, who does not know how to code or any of that.
I love that. Okay. So thinking about that. So the way we ended up with the Growth Factory is, you know, I had this vision of, we talked about the Keiretsu idea, right? Where you have these business partners that find synergy by common ownership or working together, and they love each other and they help each other. And I sort of started having this vision of what it would look like, and it was in my backyard, these successful business partners in my backyard that all love each other. And you were looking at the picture on the wall down there from 2019 when we had that backyard party, and I was sharing the vision of, I'm trying to get you guys to all love each other and help each other, and these are all my business partners in the backyard. Yep. And there's like 150 people, 200 people in the backyard at the time. And so that concept, that was the Haney Biz concept, but that led into this vision of now the Growth Factory, the most connected community in the world for local entrepreneurs, based on this culture of love. And now it's the collective backyards of all of Sacramento. So once I got it out of my backyard and brought it to, hey, this is Sacramento's backyard, it became more effective. But the point I was going to make with all that is I envisioned it, right? It was like this, I call it like a secret friend, this thing before I go to bed at night, I would imagine with that picture down there. And I was able to say, okay, what am I going to do to make that happen, to make that picture come true? So now my question to you is, like, is there a vision that you're getting to that you can manifest, or we can help you to manifest?
I love it. I'm not as good at the big picture vision as I think my brother and co-founder at Trifecta was, but I am working on it. And, you know, I really want it to be a platform. So not just, like I mentioned, not just me. Obviously, mm-hmm. I'm going to do bootstrap it and do it myself initially. But I'd love for it to be a platform with other really knowledgeable creators that are providing value in these different areas. And above and beyond that, really incorporating the AI piece as it comes out more and more. Everything from like helping people with, you know, what AI tools should I be using in my role and to level up, to gamifying it. You know, if you can have leaderboards and all of that type of stuff, all of a sudden, so much more enthusiasm and excitement for learning. I dabbled with a ton of that type of stuff at Trifecta, where I'm like making it competitive to learn. And all of a sudden, people are way more engaged. They're, you know, they're like, I got to be, you know, the highest learner on my pod or on my team or in sales. Or so I think that's a really cool aspect that AI, you know, that's a layup, like they can do it so easily. And then, like I mentioned, the reskilling, I think, will be another big area.
I think there's going to be a lot of money going into reskilling, for sure.
Yeah, I agree.
So companies, I could see you eventually, you know, start the direct consumer, but eventually people will be, I mean, there'll be billions of dollars.
Oh, I want to go B to B. I want to go B to G. Mm-hmm. Yeah. When you talk about the big vision, absolutely. I completely agree. And also, side note, I think I went to one of the backyard, the one that Greg won an award at.
Oh, okay. You were in that backyard.
Yeah. I don't know if it's that picture you have downstairs.
It is that one. Okay. Yeah. Greg did win an award. I forgot about. Okay. So if Greg won an award.
You gave like a whole speech and everything.
Yes. Yeah. I obviously, you remember the party, but you don't remember what I said.
I think I was trying to film him, you know. That's awesome.
Yes, I was recognizing my portfolio companies that had, you know, kicked butt, and Greg was part of that. Yeah, and all the different, some of the other partners that had helped along the way. So
super cool.
Okay, you were there. I'm gonna go back and look at that picture and try to find you.
Well, it was so funny because the thing that I actually remember from that party was, I don't know if it was you directly, but someone connected me with Lance Loveday at that party.
Okay.
And I joined his entrepreneur group after that. Yeah.
Oh. And they never give me any credit, EO, for driving membership. I mean, I've driven so much EO membership.
And so the last 5 years, at least, you know, since I met him at that party, we have, you know, been very close, and same with the entrepreneur group. And I've met so many great people. And so, yeah, it was literally, that's when it kicked off, was meeting him there.
Well, I'm going to, this isn't for public consumption. So just, if you're listening out there, don't take this. I mean, well, maybe it'll make people think about wanting to be in the backyard. We're going to have another backyard party at my new place, at Haneyville.
Very excited. Right. I moved from that house.
I mean, that house had a nice backyard. I think you can agree.
Yeah.
It was my dream backyard. I designed it and I'm like, oh, I'm going to have this big party. I was really proud. And now I've moved. So I moved and we have like a town, which is way different.
So cool.
It is cool. It's like, it's our family. But so the next backyard party will actually be in my new place.
Oh, so exciting.
And, you know, we have so many more business partners now and so many more. You know, the backyard is, I mean, we're going to have to be super.
Can you even call it a backyard at that point? It's so big.
It's 74 acres, but we're not, you know, we want to take up the whole thing. But so there's an amphitheater and a pond. I mean, it's pretty cool. So there will be another backyard party coming up. And so it's going to be interesting to think about like how big to make it, because we have so many partners now.
Yeah.
Does everybody get involved? And, you know, does the whole founding team come? Do the sisters and brothers and moms and dads come? Do I invite all the EO people? I don't know yet. But we're going to have one. It's coming up.
I've been following along construction on Stacy's Instagram. So
yes,
I've been seeing as it goes down.
We had our sign. So in the middle of the town, there's a, the town is like a clubhouse. It's like 3,600 square foot clubhouse where we can have family dinner, parties, stuff like that. We had Christmas there and stuff. But the town has storefronts to it. And so today, one of the signs went up called The Shoe, because we're right off Horseshoe Bar. And so one of the storefront signs went up. So we have one more to put up now. We're using Anor Signs, which is doing a great job. Another Sacramento company to do those signs. But when you see it, you're going to be like, It actually looks like a town.
Oh,
it's
really cool. Wait.
Yeah, it's cool.
I can't wait.
So you'll be invited. Cool. You and Greg will both be invited.
Congrats. That's a really fun thing to do. Yeah. And it's, I mean, back to the family thing. I mean, you joke about me staying in the area or come back to the area. It's my whole family's out here. Same scenario. Mm-hmm. Where you just want to be close to the family.
Well, I feel like that's an advantage. That's kind of an interesting thing because it's an advantage if you can get out of your own way, right? If you have a routine where you meditate or do whatever you do in the morning to get your mind right, you can create it can be a good morning and a great day overall. So I think we can create these little advantages for ourselves. But I think having a strong family is an advantage. You and your brother and your mom and dad being close and having each other's back and all that kind of stuff. That's an advantage. I think we can do that for Sacramento. We are doing that for Sacramento. I think you even mentioned it at the beginning that, you know, the fact that we all help each other, it's actually an advantage that you might not get in some big city, even though we're a bigger town than average. There's a lot more love in Sacramento, I think, than maybe the typical, you know, city our size.
Yeah, I completely agree. I'm really impressed by the entrepreneur community here. I really am, and I'm just so grateful for it because I think before I actually like kind of integrated into it, I did feel like very lonely on the entrepreneurial journey. I felt like my friends don't understand me because they have normal jobs and I didn't feel like there was a ton to relate on once I got, you know, a little bit into running a business. So it's been just wonderful to be in this community. So I do appreciate it.
Now, speaking of advantage, Scott told me to ask you what your personal advantage is. Do you have a personal advantage? What's the Liz Conley advantage?
Well, I think it does come back to, you know, my experience at Trifecta, that hyper growth and being able to grow that team is really what I'm putting into this new company. And above and beyond that, all the books and courses and stuff that I did as well throughout, I think that it gives me a really good, like, no bullshit. Not sure if I'm allowed to cuss here, but
there was a time when we first started the show. We were on Sports 1140 KHDK, and there was like 7 words you can't say. You know, so now you can say whatever you want.
Well, perfect. So it gave me.
So
that.
My grandkids might get you to learn a new word here.
Well, I'll just use the one, but a very like no bullshit approach to, you know, driving value within a company because I think a lot of team members, and I remember I used to do this as well in my early career. I would think like, I'm doing this little thing to make us more efficient or I saved us a little bit of money. And I really felt like that warrants a raise or a promotion or whatever it may be. And I think the reality is like, you have to drive pretty significant value to earn a raise or a promotion. And so I tried to really clarify that and really point people in the right direction. A lot of people think that their particular role has nothing to do with revenue or the bottom line. And every role has something to do with revenue and the bottom line. So I think connecting those dots for folks just helps them be so much more successful. Yeah. And I really, really enjoy that. And I think the reason that I'm able to do that is my experience at Trifecta. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's huge. Okay. So what did I not ask you? What else did you want to make sure we covered today? So we got your YouTube channel out there pretty much. Should we follow you on Instagram? I followed you on Instagram starting today. It came up on my Instagram. So I'm following you now.
You just now followed me.
I'm not that big on social media. I should be. Look what I do for a living. But
I totally get it. I'm the same way. I mean the website's LearnKatsu.
Okay, LearnKatsu, and Katsu means winning.
Yep.
But it also has a cat emblem.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, couldn't help it. But it's more like a book, but it's kind of got the like double entendre thing. It's great to chat with you. And I honestly, I really, really appreciate what you're doing with the community. I can't tell you enough. And I would guess that you probably don't hear it as much as you should. So
I really appreciate it. Well, thanks for coming on the show, and thanks for everything you've done for me and our family of companies as well. So thank you.
Awesome. Thanks.
And to all you out there fighting the good fight for entrepreneurship and for the backyard advantage, and of course, all of you out there fighting the good fight for our freedom, our security, and our way of life. Here at the Haney Biz, the Mark Haney Show, and the Growth Factory, we're never above you. We're never below you. Always by your side.
This segment includes the personal knowledge, experiences, and opinions about angel investing by seasoned angel investors. This content is for informational purposes only and should not be considered as legal, tax, investment, or financial advice. Nothing in the segment constitutes a solicitation, recommendation, or endorsement.